When the lady got to the flower store, she was angry. She was going to let the florist know it. She went on about him mixing up the order. And he was sitting there looking at her. She goes, "Well, whatever do you mean?" She goes, "The flowers that I had ordered for my friend's new housewarming party said, 'Rest in peace.'" And she continued to just berate him. And finally she looked at him because he was staring off into space. She said, "Are you listening to anything I've said? What's wrong with you?" And he just looked at her for a minute and he thought. And then he said, "Somewhere there's a funeral with flowers that says, 'Congratulations on your new home.'" His father. It's true. Joy. Not happiness. Joy is what you give us. And as Christians, it cannot be stolen. And so we are thankful for that. Father, I think we need to stop right here. And we need to all set our hearts for Corinna and her family first. Just a complete covering of prayer that Satan be stopped. It's enough. Give them some peace and quiet. Give them something to hold on to. Give them some time. We are thankful, Father, that you were there shielding and defending them. As much as he threw at them, it bounced away, but it needs to stop. Father, we ask that you put that hedge of protection around them, that thorny hedge, so that nothing can get in to harm them. And strengthen Corinna. Oh, how this weighs. Oh, how this is so heavy. Please, Father. And for Kathy. Ain't a soul in here could not hear her fear, her anxiety. We love her so much. We will pray for her so fervently that a miracle be worked, that your name be lifted, that you will be praised, and that she will continue on. And for Brian, as he struggles in the hospital, Father, and for that whole family, lift them up. How thankful we are for the joys that we hear. For quick surgeries, for quick turnarounds, for just out and out joy. For things that we have to be thankful of. And Father, for those who lost lives suddenly this past week. In Texas, in Massachusetts. We don't know why. We don't know why. And we will ask why and we will wonder why. But your will is your will. And so with the families that surround them, ease them, Father. And give them great comfort. Strengthen the little baby of Sarah. Got a long road to hoe now. But with faith in you, we know that all things are possible. Be with my wife, Wendy. And your will be done with Ann, with Grammy. Hear us now, Father, in our silence, in our meditative thoughts, as we think about you, as we dwell in your presence, Father. Let us lift up those who are near and dear to us, all of them. All around this great country, all around this world, let the name of Jesus Christ be known. And let us pray the way He taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the power forever. Amen. Open up your Bibles to John chapter 1. Cornerstone of the gospel. John chapter 1, in case you're looking for it, starts right after the end of Mark. It would be the very first chapter of John. I'm sorry, of Luke. Getting a little backwards on myself. And once you get it, just five little verses. Five little verses with more power in them than you could ever imagine. John chapter 1, verse 1. As a matter of fact, you know what? We ain't done this for a while, so if you can do it, if you're strong enough, if not, you'll do it with the Spirit. Please stand for the reading of our word from the Lord. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Hold it right there. Let us pray. Father, set aside our hearts from labor right now, and let us labor for You. Looking into Your Word, which is the same today as it was yesterday. Let us hear it. Let us be strengthened from it. Let these words which are spoken, they're not mine. Let us grow together and go from here knowing Your Son Jesus ever closer. In His name we pray. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Now let's reiterate a few facts here. Let's make sure, because I've said this before, and I've talked about it before, and you may have forgotten. It happens. But let me reestablish some facts. Okay, first of all, I am a man. You understand me? I own five pairs of shoes, four of which are boots. I don't wear flip-flops or sandals. I'm not real comfortable in shorts. My preferred clothing is bib overhauls. I can mash my fingers, cut my fingers, set myself on fire, and I will not cry. I don't have a lot of time for hippies. I don't have a lot of time for foolishness. I see things in black and white. I take things as they come to me. I am tough. I am built for strength. And I don't cry. Unless you show it Shenandoah, and then I'm done in. Got that fact established. Man, things don't make me go, I get excited at tractor sales. I'm real excited when one makes its way home. Even though it belongs to my uncle for now, I will get it from him. So on this past Wednesday, as I was racing home from work, getting ready for Bible study, I turned in the driveway in a hurry because I didn't want to be late, and my eye caught a movement. Now see, I'm trained because I'm a man, right? I like to hunt, like to fish, I'm trained in movement. I know, I'm a little bit full of that movement, aren't I? But I saw a movement out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, when I looked over, I said, one of the kids lost one of them little beanie baby critters in the driveway, and then the critter moved, and I slammed on the brakes on the truck and threw it in reverse. The critter was a day-old kitten. Just laying about 5 feet away was another day-old kitten. They were that new. Let's read, right? Man, no boots, no cry, cut, no scream. Jumped out of the truck. I said, oh, look at the little kittens in the room. And I picked them up. And they were so small. I have been accused of having big hands, but I don't believe it. They were so small, they laid right there. So I took my shirt and I wrapped them in my... And I said, I got to save the kittens. I got to save the kittens. And I'm calling and I get in the driveway. Honey! And we put them in a box. And she can't leave because of her grandmother. So I put the kittens in the box and I put them in a truck and I run to the vet. And the vet's not there. I called my mother. Mommy knows what to do. Mommy said, quit crying. I wasn't crying. I went down to the store and I bought a little baby kitten bottle and a little baby kitten milk. Big man in the kitten aisle. I walked in. Little short guy. About that big. And I come tearing through the door. And you can imagine that. He goes, can I help you, sir? And I went, where's the kitten stuff at? And he went, that way. And we started to nurse the kittens. And I had a little kitten laying on my chest. A little tiny kitten. And I nursed these kittens. Unfortunately, we didn't make Bible study that night. Sorry if you came and we weren't here. A little bit of an emergency. And the kittens became very prevalent for a couple of days. One didn't make it. I'm used to that. The other one is, my cousin at the farm up in Shade Gap, Pennsylvania, saw them. Her daughter's 7, 8 years old. They had a fit. And this Saturday, Mothball, which is the name of the kitten, because it was just a little white ball, and I didn't name it. Mothball, who won't shut up for nothing, is on her way, or its way, or whatever it is. It's on its way to take up life at the farm. When I first got them home, later that night, I'm contemplating today and I'm contemplating the sermon, and it hit me. God taught me a lesson right then and there. A very powerful lesson. He reminded me to remind you who He is. Brothers and sisters, He is the same today as He was yesterday. I'm not even worried about the future right now. The sermon title says, same today, same yesterday. Flip your Bibles open to Revelation chapter 21. I know that's a long ride back there, and everybody gets scared when they hear a preacher start talking about Revelations. Oh, it's the end of the world. No, it ain't. Never forget what Revelations, the book of Revelation is. It is the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, period. Now, there's a lot of stuff in there, but go to Revelation chapter 21. In the 5th verse, it says, He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. If you own the Bible you're reading from, underline that. For these words are trustworthy and true. Continuing on, He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without the cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Stop right there. That's what it says in Revelations. That's what it means in John 1. That's what it means all through this Bible. Jesus Christ has been here since the beginning. He is the same today as He was yesterday. I saw a picture of God, and I want to share with you what I saw because it made me rethink a little bit. And I'm supposed to be the preacher, right? Everybody says, oh, you're the preacher of the church, and you're the most knowledgeable cat around, and you're supposed to know. I got news for you. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Are you ready? I'm just shy of an idiot. Not quite, but I'm almost there. I'm not smarter than anybody else. I don't walk around with Bible knowledge just pouring out of my head. I love the Bible. I love the stories in it. I can't tell you where any particular scripture was. If you walked up to me and said, Paul, for $1 million and 10 tractors, if you can tell me where this verse is in the Bible, then you'll win it. I'll lose. But I'm all right with that. Because it keeps me reminded. So I want to share with you my picture that God sent to me to remind me of who He is. And you think about how big I am. I can move cows around. Yesterday when the tractor didn't want to move off the trailer the right way and everybody was running around getting changed to pull it, I simply walked over, grabbed hold of a rear wheel and rolled it out of the way. And the guy driving the truck took one look at me and said, please don't ever get mad at me. I could have driven past them kittens and went, well, I'm not bred like that. I am farm boy. I have been there so many times for the beginning of life. From little baby calves. We had neighbors that had horses. Little baby pigs. I didn't like seeing piglets because they always made me hungry. But I've been there from the beginning and I couldn't walk away from it. I could not drive up the driveway knowing what I had just seen. Number one, I'm pretty sure my grandmother would have come up out of the ground and got me. That's God. That's how helpless we are. You understand that? That's just how helpless. Even right this very minute, that's how helpless we still are in His eyes. Can you say amen? Amen. Couldn't walk away from them. Slammed on the brakes. In trouble. Crying out. Gathered them up. God looked at us through those same eyes. He looked down at us through that same way. He wanted us to be saved. He wanted us to be taken care of, even when we couldn't take care of ourselves, which is still today the same as it was yesterday. You understand? When John wrote those words at the beginning of John chapter 1, when he wrote those words, he was talking of Jesus Christ. Go back to it. A lot of people get mixed up about the Bible. A lot of people try all these big theology. A lot of people try to dissect it into something that it ain't. It's very simple. In that very first verse, in the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? Jesus. And the Word was with God. What's that mean? Jesus was with Him. And the Word was God. Jesus, God's Son. Verse 2, He was with God in the beginning. The same today, the same yesterday. This is how we get saved. Because we are just that helpless. Those little kittens would have died. I don't know if the mother ran away. I don't know what happened. All I know was I turned a corner in the driveway and I saw it and the whole world changed. And I took them home and it became serious business. I had to do this. We had to do this. The boys got involved. The wife got involved. Friends and neighbors got involved. It was a whole army of people to take care of something that could fit in this portion of my hand. God sent Jesus to do this very thing, to save us. And he knew from the beginning that that day was coming. We need to remember that. We need to remember that constantly. We need to remember that always. One of the things I heard going on this morning was happiness and joy. And I love that. Once you have become part of the life of Christ, you have joy unending. And guess what? Can't nobody steal it. Oh, they can make you unhappy. That's the way it is. They can't take away your joy. Because Jesus lives within inside of you. Because Jesus saw you as you laid crying and picked you up. Because God saw it and said, I have to do this. As I held them little kittens that night, I thought about how that must have been. I think about it all the time. I make a lot of jokes and I make light because I love humor and I love seeing people smile, but I want to drive my point home. I've done this illustration 100,000 times over. Jesus Christ made a promise to us. When He came here and died on that cross, He promised us, any of you who believe in Me, you've got life. And I will not let go of that promise. Y'all need to picture it in your mind. You need to imagine it, if you will. And this ain't an imagination or a crazy story. This is the truth. We are all leaving this earth. One way or the other. We're going out in a box or when the trumpet blows. I told you I'm black and white. I'm a realist. And then we're going to stand in front of that throne. I don't know about you. I am not looking forward to that moment. There's a lot of stuff to be read about from my days. And He's going to read them. I have a big book of Paul Nelson Letterman III, just so he doesn't confuse me with my father. It says here, you used to tear your sister's Barbie dolls up when you were a kid. Is that right? It says here, you did this and this and this and this and this. And you stole candy from your father? I bet my dad will be standing there and he'll turn around and look at him. And my father will be going... He's going to have a book open and he's going to say, you ain't worthy to enter in these gates. And Jesus Christ is going to turn to him and go, Father, look here in my book. I got this one. And God's going to go, that's it. Okay, well, come on in. That's it. It's done. It's over. The promise fulfilled. You lived your life for Him. You accepted Him for what He did on that cross. And you're now saved. That's it. What a beautiful and glorious thing. Hallelujah. All because you laid there helpless crying out. Jesus keeps His promise. He keeps His promise today the same way He kept it yesterday. Booker T. Washington describes meeting an ex-slave from the grand old state of Virginia in his book, Up From Slavery. And he writes, I quote, I found that this man had made a contract with his master 2 or 3 years previous to the Emancipation Proclamation, to the effect that the slave was permitted to buy himself by paying so much a year for his body. And while he was paying for himself, he was permitted to work wherever he wanted, labor for whomever, and do whatever he pleased in order to make the money to do that. So this slave finding that over in Ohio, the wages were much better and he could make a bunch more money, he went there. And then suddenly the Emancipation Proclamation took place and freedom came. But he was still in debt to his master to the tune of $300. Put that in perspective, brothers and sisters. 1863. $300 is a staggering amount of money. Notwithstanding, This freed him. That proclamation freed him. Freed him. You don't owe that man nothing. You are a free man. Go on and live your life. But this man walked home to Virginia from Ohio and paid the last dollar to that master with interest. Booker T. went on to write, he said, in talking to me about this, the man told me that he did not have to pay his debt, but he had given his word to his master, and his word he had never broken. He felt that he would never enjoy that freedom until he fulfilled his promise. Brothers and sisters, Jesus paid the debt. And he promised he would. The same today, the same yesterday. Regardless of who you think you are, you were weak, crying, dying, with nary a bit of hope. Max Lucado, in his book, 6 Hours, One Friday, writes a very beautiful illustration of God and Jesus talking, and I highly recommend find that book and read it and read it and read it. I guarantee you, if you think you're tough, you're not. You'll cry like a baby through the book. Well, I didn't, because I'm a man. It's a beautiful book. He says, you imagine the Father talking to the Son, but I don't want you to go. But Dad, I have to. But you're my son. They're going to kill you. Who will save them? I'll send the angels to wipe them out. I'll go. Because they need me. And at that point, he stepped out of the threshold of heaven. And here. Picked each and every one of you up. Wrapped you in his shirt and nursed you till you were better. All that little lesson from a little kitten. Reminding me that Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday. And brothers and sisters, there's a lot going on in this world. It seems bent on destruction. Everybody's always, oh, I hear it all the time. Oh, it's getting so bad, it's getting so bad. No, it ain't. It really ain't no different now than it was 2,000 plus years ago when he was born. Oh, now you got phones and you got computers that you can hold in your hand now, and you can stay connected so you can see what kind of craziness is going on all around the world. But that was there before all this stuff. I don't want you to get lost in the fact that all the world is heading for destruction. It always has been. I want you to get lost in the fact that I need to talk to Christ about Christ as much as I can to anyone that's out there. I need to remind myself daily that while I cried, laying alongside the road, cold, he saved me. He can do the same for you. He can absolutely do the same for you. If he can take someone like me and make me openly, willingly, desiringly speak of his name, that's what he does for you. And he won't forget, and he won't turn away, and he will always be there. Same today as he was yesterday. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, we hear these words. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, this is coming from verse 19, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain. Remember, the curtain tore in half. There was no wall anymore. That is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance. Listen, of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. And having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. For he who promised is faithful. The same today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. Let us pray. Gracious Father, oh, how greatly you bless us. And yet at the same time, you give us things along the way that remind us to turn around and look back towards you and let you get back in front and lead. You remind us through the simplest of things that you are still the same today as you were yesterday. You still love us as much today as you ever did. And Jesus Christ still stands there as much today as he ever did from the beginning of time ever. What a wonderful gift it was for you to send your Son here. Let us be ever mindful, Father, that he is the same today as he was yesterday. That we, while we cried out, were saved. And that we need to show this gospel to those around who are crying out and may not even know it. That they too may be saved. That we may be continually teaching the power of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. As we prepare to sing the last hymn, number 488, Just As I Am, I encourage you to come forward with your prayers. If you just need to pray, then come on up. If you need me, I'll pray with you. If you need to strengthen that walk with the Lord, we stand ready as we sing the last hymn, number 488, Just As I Am.